Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Yud Maseches Pesachim. As I'm sure everyone noticed, that this daf, as Rashi tells us already, the sugi starts on Tesomim Beis Piskei Halachos Hein. A lot of fundamental halachas over here, which are not only negayim hilchas chometz, but negayim called herkul hilchas fakes. Very, very lengthy sugyas. Shem talk a lot about it. So you know what we're learning over here is just touching the surface. But this is the beginning, just to be familiar with the things, right? Mitzvah Hashem, in the future, be able to delve more deeply into things. So let's start with the sugya on Tesomim Beis, by the two dots. That's where the sugya starts. The Gemara starts as follows: Teisha Tziburin Shomatzah Ve'echad Shol Chometz. Were we to have 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chametz, Ba'osa achba v'shokal, and an achbar, a rat comes, and he takes something, v'yadin and imatza shokal v'chametz shokal. He takes it. You see, he enters into a house. And the suffix over here is that, what did he take? We don't know. Did he take matzah? Did he take chametz? Rashi tells us that the question is as far as bedika, right? Whether the house that we're dealing with was bought already. And the question is whether it has to be re-inspected. You have to make a bedika again, because we know that that chometz entered over here. Right? We have to suspect that the chometz entered over here. So nothing more tells us as follows. Hanotesha chanuyis. This first case over here is, we can learn from the brayse we'll see in a minute, the din of teisha chanuyis. Pirish v'osa achba v'shokal hainu seif. Pirish, that if the piece that he took was separated from its original pile, and we see the achbar took it after the piece of food was already separated, that has a different din. Hainu sefer. That's a din of the sefer. Disnan, or disanya. Teisha chanu is a famous halacha over here. Over here, the first glance would seem to be that there's a roiv, right? We know there's a halacha of roiv. You could go bas a roiv. Definitely been a gate to Yisurim. So this brayse tells us about teisha chanuyis kulam meichrin basa shchuta v'achas mecheres basa nevela. 9 stores in the town, all 9 sell basa shchuta v'achas mecheres basa nevela. 1 store sells basa nevela. V'lokach me'achas me'venyi de'em eiz men lokach. Person bought, went into one of the stores and he bought, and he's not sure which one. Right, we're talking about that included in the possibility was the one boss and availer. However, that could happen, but that's what we're talking about. And there's a sofik over here. The ezim and lokach. The loch is feka yosu. You can't go boss the roiv. You have 9 stores with your boss a kosher. 1, it's not. It's feka yosu. Right, this is the loch of kavua kol kavus kimech samechza that. if the thing was taken from Mokum Kfias, then it doesn't have the din roiv. More learns from Sukkim that kol kavuas kemech samechza, and it remains an even sofik, and you have to deal with it as the din of a sofik. Sofik yisur l'chumra uvenim tzohel chacha haroiv. However, if you find it, the piece of meat that was out of the store, it's called Polish, it was separated from the Mok Makfis, then Hoel Chachar Roiv. That's the din of, that we're familiar with, din of Roiv. You go Basel, call the Polish, Meruba Parish. Something was separated, then you have the right to assume that it's in Torah, that it's Meruba Parish. Let's see the Rashi's here. So, Rashi. Teisha Tziburim, Piskei Halacha Seim. And this is an introduction to the entire next blat in a piece. V'osa Achba V'shakal. So what happened over here is, when Achba comes, he took a piece, took something here, V'nichas Ba'ez Foneinu, and we see him entering a house. V'yadin L'chomet Shakal. We don't know if he took chomets or not. V'kim L'chazina, since we saw definitely that he took something over and he walked into the house, Sichin Ono Livdoik. That would be a reason why we have to be right. Dilma, Matzah Shakal. Right? If he took chametz, if we had to suspect that it's chametz, so since we saw him taking it, we have to make the bedika. We have to make a bedika again. Or dilma matzah shokol. No, maybe we have the right to assume that he took matzah, and therefore it's not necessary to make a bedika. On that, the Gemara says that this we could relate to the sugya of teisha chanuyis, that brisa. And the halachas over there will apply to here. Hanteish chenu is a grash. The kaimelon behu the kamei. The chol kavua shenotlu. This is the halacha. Chol kavua shenotlu memakom kavua. Something which is kavua, which means that it was removed from the makom kfiyus. It was taken from the makom kfiyus. Ein hochem boyachar reiv. In this situation, we don't have the right to use the principle of roiv. We view it as an equal sofik, and therefore the sofik is sur l'chumra. Sofik is sur, right, in the case of the mission over there, the basar over there, could I assume that it's basar kosher, since the tes chanuyis, that's selling basar kosher? Well, since it's kavua, we don't have the right to use a roiv, we look at it as a regular sofik. Sofik is sur is l'hachman. Pirish. Rashi's translating this Pirish in our case. Pirish vasach b'shokal. Rashi says Pirish prusa me'achas minat zibun ech minat zavias. If one of the pieces, one of the piles, it was Pirish. It was moved to one of the corners. We don't know where it came from. That's the sefer of the braisa, the teisha chanuyis. That the sefer over there tells the if it was not taken from the makom kfiyus, from the place where it originally was, it was porush. That's the halacha hochem b'achar roiv. Then you go bosa the roiv. And in the case of the bosar, it'll be mutter. And similarly, Rashi is saying that in this case, it would not be necessary to make a bdik because they have the right to assume that what the achbar took was from the roiv, which is matzah. Now, let's see one more piece of Gemara over here. Maybe we'll come back and maybe we'll talk a little bit over here. The next piece of Gemara says as follows. Yeah, so what we have over here so far, according to Rashi, that the Gemara's question over here was a question of making a bedikah again. You have a sofik whether chometz entered or matzah entered the house. And on that, the Gemara is saying, well, that's dependent on whether you could rely on the roiv to say that it was matzah that entered and therefore it's not necessary to make a bedikah. This I can rely on Rav. That goes with the rules of kol kavuz kemechza mechza, kol the parish meruba parish. That's what the Gemara says. The next case the Gemara talks about is not halacha as follows. Shnei tziburim, echad shel matza ve'echad shel chometz. We have two piles, one of matza and one of chometz. Lufneim shnei batim, and we have two houses. One house was already nivdak and one was not. Also, two achborim came to Eretz. We saw that each one took from a different pile. We know one has matzah, one has chometz. However, ladin hayla hayayil vehayla ay hayil. But we know, we don't know which house each of the achborim enter. We don't know, did the matzah enter? Actually, that, you know, what we want to know is that the house that was already nivdak, what went into that house? If the chometz went into the house, you have to check again. If the matzah went into the house, then you're okay. You don't have to recheck it. So in that, the Gemara tells us, Hainu shtei kupis. The way to resolve this question is with the braisa of shtei kupis, the snan, shtei kupis, achas shel chum v'achas shel trumu. We have two boxes which have in them food. Achas shel chum v'achas shel trumu. One has chum, which is permitted for zorim to eat. V'achas shel trumu, only a kohen tor can eat it. With name shtei soin, and in front of that you have two called sacks. Echad shel chum v'echad shel trumu. One has chum, one has trumu. V'nof le'el seichelu, and the soin, the sacks fall into the kupa, and we don't know right now what do we have over here. Do we have the right? If the same type fell in, so okay, so you're safe. You know, however you dealt with it till now, you'll continue dealing with it. The truma, is truma, and the chulin azar kareed. But being that we don't know that, so lochayr it's a sofik, right? And it's very possible that I got mixed in over here. Being that we don't have the sheer bittul, so it should have the din of meduma sofik truma. So the Braisa tells us over here that what aloha is in this sofik. The Braisa says as follows: mutarin, the mutar, it's mutar that Azor could continue eating the one which we thought was chulin. Why? Shani emir chulin say chulin nafla v'chumu say chumu nafla. Special aloha over here. The din is that we have the right to assume that each one found its min, whatever it was, and therefore we have the right to assume that the status didn't change. So if the more was saying by us, therefore by the same token, that we have a sofik, where the chometz entered, which house the chometz entered, and which house the matzah entered, so we have the right to assume that the house which was nivdak, it retains its chazoka, and therefore we have right to assume that the matzah entered there, and the house which wasn't nivdak, that's the one that the chometz entered. And that the Gemara says, "Em damin shani yomer b'tshuma d'rabbonon." The Gemara says that this way of being toil l'hokel, to assume that things stayed as they were, is we're only able to say this by tshuma d'rabbonon, something which is. Rashi says, "Bizban hazeh," a case where the truma that we're dealing with is only a truma on the drabonadika level. That's when we have the right to be medical and to assume that the chulin remained intact and there's no truma in the chulin, therefore Zor could eat it. But chometz deraisam mi amrinon. By chometz, which is a deraisa diki issue, do we have the right to use this principle? That's the Gemara's question. That Gemara answers auto bedikas chometz deraisa. The Gemara says we're dealing with bedikas chometz. Is bedikas chometz a deraisa? Drabonon he is a drabonon. The deraisa b'klal masagile, like we had before on that daf dalid, that as far as the Baal Yerol Baal Yemotzi is concerned, that if a person makes bittul, so he's safe. Once he makes bari bar motzi, so play expression tells us exactly what bittul accomplishes. But that's clear. The Gemara tells us that once a person makes bittul, he's out of a derai sadika problem. And now it's only a question of achiv v'dika drabonon. And therefore, the Gemara says we have the right to apply this principle, which is true. It's a drabonadika principle. But if the question that we're dealing with concerning chometz is only a drabonadika question, then we have the right to apply that principle. And this that we're applying the principle is speaking when bittul was made, or bittul will be made. You'll make bittul now, and therefore you have the right after bittul was made to rely on the hokel, not to have to make the bedika. That's the moral here tells us. And therefore, in Ochanami, according to this Gemara, that if, let's say, something like this would happen, la'achas mani sura, that we saw that you can't make bitl anymore, so then you wouldn't be able to rely on this in Ochanami. Yeah, that's what comes out of this Gemara.
Going back to Dabes, isn't if this is Bidika, wouldn't you satisfy the rights of different level? Just did bedika.
Okay.
So, does it matter which order you do bedika? When you do bedika, do you have to have in mind the rabbanim, and then later on when you do bittul, it's deraisa?
You want to know if you have to have in mind what's the question?
Because the typical order is we do bedika first and then bittul later, right?
Okay.
So, you could rely on bedika as a deraisa. Correct?
Okay.
So when a person does bedika, should he have in mind it should be a derbanan dikazak and not the bittul? That's what's bothering me with the sugi here.
That's bothering you here?
Other places too.
I mean, this is a question, it's not a question of having in mind, this is a question of relying.
We're told on the fact that bedika is definitely, I mean, I'm saying, Gemara says, okay, bedika is derbanan. And bittul's deraisa. All I'm saying is that when the ma'isa dik, when we actually do it the ma'isa on Erev Pesach, we actually do the bedika first. I think we do the bedika first and then bittul second.
Okay. Right.
So, do you have to have in mind that the bedika I'm doing is that derabanan dika is satisfying derabanan and bittul's deraisa? Who says that automatically the bedika goes into their abundant and bittul's deraisa? When in fact you could satisfy yourself to go with just bedika.
What are we talking about? We're talking about saving yourself from possibly being over the bayir or bayir motzi, right? That's the deraisa that we're talking about. Right? Person has to make the right efforts to make sure that he doesn't have chometz in his house. All right, that's what we're talking about.
So
the search, right? So we do right. So when we say midaraisa, there's no special mitzvah midaraisa. Midaraisa, you haven't. There's an issue by Ram Motze. So just like we discussed last time, when you sit down to eat your cauliflower, you got to make sure that there are no bugs in it. There's no mitzvah to be baidik midaraisa, but there's a chiyah to be baidik midaraisa because of the lav of achilas teloim. Right? So, you know, you want to know a kavon of a deraisa? I mean, you're not being kind of mitzvah deraisa here. Right? It's, right, you know, you're being careful not to be over deraisa. So that's what you're doing. So, you know, I'm not sure what we mean when we say, you know, have in mind to be yaitz to the deraisa. That's not what we're dealing with over here. It's not a mitzvah deraisa here. Right? But in our sugi, that's not the point. Our sugi over here is something called a sofik deraisa and a sofik rabban. They have different dinim. Something which is sofik on the deraisa dika level is more chomer, right? And we can't use certain kulis that the sofik is a sofik rabbanon. Now, concerning that, we have to deal with what's in front of us. It's not, you know, it's not what happened first, happened second. It's not important. But right now, today, right, is the sofik that we're dealing with a deraisa or rabbanon. So what the Gemara is saying over here is that if you want to rely on this kula to say that, you know, the matzah ended up in the house that was bozuk and the chometz not, This you only have the right to say if the iser or the that you're dealing with is on the rabbanonical level. If it's a deraistical level, then you can't rely on this. You can't rely on this to get yourself out of the deraistical bayir or bayimotze. That's the Gemara is saying. So in order to do that, you got to make sure you do bittel to take yourself out of the deraisa dika sofik. Once you make bittel, so now you're safe. There's no sofik mid deraisa. Deraisa, right? You have no. There's no question, because even if the chometz is there, right, you're safe. But there's a din bedika, rabbanu mechayev bedika. If you have chometz in, if you have to make a bedika to put the house becheskas bodok. If something happens even after the bedika that it lost its chazaka, you have to do it again. And so concerning that, that's the Gemara saying that we could rely on the din rabbanu. Let's see the Rashi's over here. Rashi says as follows: Shtei kupis. That's the Gemara means. The Gemara says, "Hainu shtei kupis." This question over here relates to the rule of shtei kupis, that we have the right to rely lahokel, to be lenient. With name shnei son shall pay this. Rashi says, "Nofa el sechelu has son lesechel akupis." The son were poured into these boxes, kupis. That much is clear to us, that only one saw fell into that, one saw fell into that. However, we don't know which is which. That's our sofik. As they were originally. Even if you don't have the shir bittel, what's the basis of that? Chulin l'say chulin naflu, because we have the right to assume that chulin fell into the chulin. Almo talina l'kula hetev hetev is be'isser. So you see over here that we have the right to assume l'kula. V'afagav de'ikel meimer ipchor. And even though it's possible otherwise, we have the right to assume that things stayed in their status. Hochanami l'kula talinan. So too, in our case, concerning the chometz, will be toile l'kulo, will be able to be lenient over. You have the right to say that the chometz entered the house, which was ain't a bodik, so regardless, has to make the bedik again. That house, which was not the cheskas bodik, and the matzah entered the house, which was already bodik, so it remained the cheskosai to be bodik. And that the Gemara asked that this principle is only for Trum Drabonim. Zok Rashi b'zman hazeh. That's one of the examples of Trum Drabonim. V'lo yadina. I'm sorry. That's further. Okay. So, what we just learned from the second piece of Gemara, which is going to be important for us, coming back to the first piece of Gemara, is that when you deal with the question of bedikas chometz, generally speaking, it's a drabonim, because the rights mitzvah al masagi is a question of drabonim. Now let's come back and we'll look at the toisus over here on that first piece of gemara. Hainu teisha chanuyos. See the second last toisus on the tesom beis. Lefimash apisha kunches. According to what Rashi says, le'inya bedika, lo'in hida l'ri. Rashi explains that the question is a question of bedika. In the case of teisha chanuyos, right? The achba went into the house with something in his mouth that was taken from one of these piles. The question is whether you have to make the bedika again. That's what Rashi explains. On that, he says, lo'in hida. Doesn't seem right. Tais asks a question based on the second piece of Gemara. Teisha chanuyos, at worst, you're a sofik. You know, as we have a roiv over here, that's what we see, right? I mean, there is the metzias a roiv. The question was if you rely on the roiv. Since it's kavua, you can't rely on the roiv, so you remain a sofik. And the reason why the case of teisha chanuyos is also the sofik deraisa. So if the rice is lahachmir. But by us, like the Gemara just tells us, that the sofik of bedike is a sofik drabonim, and sofik drabonim we should be going the kula. Right? The Gemara over here is, the way the Gemara makes the cheshbon over here is that if it's kavua, then it's chmerza merza, and it's osir, right? You can only be matir in the case where you could be soymich on the roiv when it's parish, at the cheshbon by us. that according to what Rashi learns, that the question is a question of Bedika. Bedika is Rabbanon. Sof Rabbanon Chol Kulo. Mil Yesh Lo Yimar. Tosfos says, okay, concerning this, we can get around this question. The Ayri Kigon Shle Bittel. It's possible that if this is talking about over here, then there was no Bittel. Right? If Bittel wasn't done, so then we are dealing with a Sofik Deraiso. So you have to deal with the Baal Yeroi. And that's why the Gemara is saying over here, that in the case where was kavua, it's k'mechza mechza. So you'll have to be boidik in order to free yourself from the sofer deraisa of Baal Yiro. And like we mentioned before, right, the possibilities it could be that you know, if this was found lachas manisuris, that's why bittel, if it wasn't made till now, bittel is now not an option. Right, the only thing that you could do possibly now is bedika, and that's why this is a case over here where you have a sofek deraisa that concerning bedika. However, Tais asked another question. Void kosher gabitesha chanuyis leko cheskas hetem avulhoko upmo hacheskas boduk. And that Taisa asks the following question. The case of Teisha Chanuyis, there's no Cheskas Heter, there's Bosser, right? The Bosser that you have over here, there's no Cheskas Heter at all, right? We're just dealing with a Roy. If the Dino is Kol Kuvos Kamechza Mechza, you can't use the Roy. So you have a piece of Bosser which has no status at all to Sofik, so that's why the Dino over there is Sofik is Lahachim. However, Taisa asks over here, that according to what Rashi learns, we're talking about a house that was baldic. And the question is to whether you have to make another bedika because of the concern that chometz entered since then. On that, Tosfos asks, "Avol hocha ukma acheskas baldic. This house over here was checked. It has a cheska, has a chazok, cheskas baldic. The hob baldic married." Tosfos says that definitely we're speaking about a house which was nivdak. The ilav hochi. Because if it wasn't, pshita the boy b'dika. If it didn't make a b'dika, then of course you need a b'dika. Even if it wouldn't have, something wouldn't have happened. After Mekayim Yedin. So Behechrech, we're talking about that the house was nivdak. It was nivdak, so you have a chazoka. So why can't we rely on the chazoka? Even if it were to be a deraisa. Therefore, v'nir l'ri, therefore, the Ri says, and we'll see this machlokes v'shoyin and big machlokes v'shoyin about this, that this is not the issue over here. We're not dealing with a question of bedika or not. We're talking, on the contrary, we're talking about that you found the achbar and you found him and you got the piece. Right? No question over here. The question is, yishar lachila ilav. The question over here is whether it's mutter to eat it. Similar to the question by Teisha Chanuyis, the basal, where the basal could be eaten, could you rely on the Rev to eat it? So over here, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about whether you can eat this piece of food over here. Apparently, it's not noticeable from looking at it, whether it's chometz or not, but you knew that there was a pile that was chometz, the pile and piles were not chometz. So that's the question over here. So that's why over here. So therefore, Dr. Tosfos. So concerning the 2 points that he raised, this is right now exactly like the Gemara of Teisha Chanuyis. As far as the last question of Chazoka is concerned, there's no Chazoka on the piece of food itself, and now we're dealing with a deraisa question. That's what Tosfos tells us over here. Now, as far as this is concerned, if you look in the Rambam, when he brings this halacha in Hilchos Chometz Matzah Perek Beis Halacha Yud, he says as follows: He niach tisha tzibun shel matzah ve'echad shel chometz. Person had placed 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chometz. Ubo achber v'notal, an achber came and took. We don't know what he took. V'nichens lebayis boduk, and he entered a house that was already nivdak. Zot Ram tzoch livdik shekol akavuk mechza mechza. Ram says you have to be boidik because kol kavu as kemechza al mechza. Rambam clearly is learning the Gemara, like Rashi, that it's a question of bedika. That's the issue of the Gemara. The Ravid argues, Omavrom loy mechavra hamilsa. No, this is not the proper, not the clear explanation. The mu'el inyan bittul, avul inyan bedika sveka dabonu. The Ravid says, he's bothered by Tosis' question, that if it's only a question of bedika, it's a drabonon. So therefore the question, the way he says it over here, is in order to make it teraisi, he says the question is legabe bittul. Means bittul wasn't made, and the Gemara Shaila is, should a person be mechuyev to make bittul or not, in order to satisfy the teraisa. I mean, sure, by the same token, l'chayra, he could make the bedika, l'chayra. Right, but the point that arrived at over here is that we have to be speaking that it's a deraisa dikasofik. The Rambam would seem to be talking about stamad in drabonon.
According to the Ravid, you don't just make bittul anyways. Stam, you have to make a bittul. You have to do it.
Like,
you
forgot to do it.
Okay, but you're saying, what? Right. I guess a second bittul, right? Because the original bittul didn't talk to this piece that went in here right now, right?
Uh-huh.
Right.
So right.
This is l'chara a new thing.
The materials we left over at night.
Right. Now, if everyone wants to take a mission brew over here, we'll try to see.
So,
yeah,
the Ravid is learning differently than Tosas also. I mean, Tosas learn differently.
The Ravid doesn't talk as far as eating is concerned. Right? That we have to be ma'ayin whether he's purposely steering away from that or not.
So to hold all the sugyas, every case in the next stop would be case of the
year? No. We'll see. I have to work at that. As far as this is concerned, see, Tosfos asked a second question, right, which the Ravid is not really dealing with that question. Tosfos' second question, what pushed Tosfos to learn that we're talking about a question, the question is concerning eating something. The second question that he talked about, the chazokah. Right, that there's a chazok over here, right? Which Tosfos would sound like what he's saying is that even if, like he explained, like Tosfos says, okay, fine, we could explain kishalei bittul, we can make the bedika into the right bedika shaila, right? But Tosfos is another problem that there's a chazok, right? So that's why Tosfos is not satisfied with what the Ravid is saying, right? Because Tosfos would say that a chazok would help for that. But you want to know, working the other way, like that, we have to be ma'ayin. Right.
The Ravid before Apatosis.
The Ravid?
Whatever, okay.
Let's see. So you see in Simon Tof Lamites. Right, the mechaber brings aloha. Test tibun shel matzvech shel chometz. Zebo achba v'not v'liyadanu im not al chometz oy im not al matzam. V'nichnis lebayis bodek. Soch lachzor ulebodkoy. Right, the mechaber again is bringing, like the shittas Rambam, that the question is concerning bedika. Now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah over here. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Na'al says as follows. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us what we see in our sugya. Hatam, shokol kavu kemechza mechza domi. Right, the din of kavu is kemechza mechza. Now, we'll leave the second half for a minute, and we'll go to the six Sifkot days. Sorach lachzor ulebodka. Right, and now this is something which is pertaining to what we're dealing with right now. Tzarech la'ach salabodkoi. Midisosam habachaber, mashma tafilu kfar bitl hachomitz. Oh. He says, from the fact that the machaber is soysim, doesn't make any conditions over here, it would sound like even if bitl was made, to still have a bedik midabonon. And therefore the whole question of bedika is only on a drabonon lika level. Afilu hochi, lemim bazes fake drabonon lekula. Nevertheless, we don't say sirabonon kula, which was Tesis' question on Rashi. The Mechaber seems to be saying, I know that it's a soft jabonon. Nevertheless, you can't apply the rule of soft jabonon l'kula. Vatam lozeh, and this is where the Rishonim say this, Vatam lozeh, that's probably where we're getting it from, Vatam lozeh, Mishum d'tchilas takanosam hoya b'bdika al hasofik, that the whole din b'dik in the first place was set up because of a sofik chometz, l'chein hechmir b'sfeka yeser mishar sfeka shaldavayim. That's why we find in certain instances that it's more chomer. Avada the Gemara says over here, as far as this din that we could be megil, but in certain instances there's a basis to be more machmir. And you know, the students maybe we can figure out exactly what the rules are, how does it work. But this gives us a little idea over here and an understanding why at least the rules of sfeka d'rabbanan don't automatically apply to b'dikas chometz. Right? Because being that the bedika, the original takana was really not more than a sofik, so that's why chazam were machmir in certain areas and didn't allow you to use the din of sfeka d'rabbanan l'kula. And that would be the pshat in the Gemara over here. If you learn the Gemara that that's a question of bedika, even though bedika is d'rabbanan, nevertheless the Gemara is applying the din of kol kavur kamechsa mechsa sofik lahachmir. This is the explanation to that din. Now, if we look back into the Tosfos over here, there are a couple of points that we'll see in the Mishnah Brura.
Can I just interject one question? You're saying a fascinating point, because the next case of the Truma is to go in Lekula, actually, you know?
Right. So that's what we were careful how we explain that. We said that there's a basis that Chazal were machmer in certain areas, right? It doesn't mean that they gave it a din of the Raisa, it's a Gemara, right? That's definitely true, right? So that's the Chiddush over here. And like we mentioned, you know, we don't know exactly what the guidelines are, when yeah, when
sometimes
not.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Right, yeah. So this we have to learn through the sugya properly, and then maybe we could pick up exactly what the guidelines are, right? But the first point that we're getting over here is that there's a basis by B'dikas Chumras to have certain Chumras more so than regular Sofik Drabonans. In other words, don't take out of this Gemara over here that it's a simple Sofik Drabonan and has all the rules of Sofik Drabonan. That's what the Rishonim are telling us, and that's what the Mechaber's Psak is based on, and that's possibly what Ashi means. Now, concerning the halacha, the difference between kol kavua and kol deporish. So, our Gemara over here says what's the case of porish that you can go boss the roiv? That the Gemara says pirish. If the piece was removed from the pile, so Rashi zovis achas, and then the achbar came, that's the din of kol deporish. Tosfos asks a question from a Gemara, and we could pick up in the Tosfos va'oimeri. It's around halfway down in the Tosfos. You see, it's like three lines after the Gemara in Chum. That's brought over this. Yichun sadehe in the brackets. In the parentheses, a few lines down, Va'omeri, Tahocha Mairi Kishra'inu Sholokach Min HaKavua, that this that the Gemara is considering Kavua, in our Gemara, is when we're talking about that we saw that the Achbar took it, this much we know, that it was taken from the Mokum Kavua. That's the din. The din of Kol Kavua is if the Sofik is Noilad, the Mokum Hakfiz. So we know that the Achbar took it from there. Aval im loy ra'inu, but if we didn't see that, havle kepirish. Meaning to say that if we first notice the Achbar walking with something in his mouth, then that also has a din of pirish. Notice, even though the Gemara says the case is pirish, and then the Achbar picks it up, but Taisus tells us that the truth of the matter is that the only time it's kavua is only if we see the Achbar, we see him emerging from the Makom HaKfiyus. But if you first notice the Achbar later, away from the Makom HaKfiyus, that has the same din as the Pirish. Avim loy ra'inu, hava like a Pirish. Razin bos aruba. Then you can rely on the Roy. Now, that's why, if you look back into the Mishnah Berurah, we hear as follows. This is the second half of the Sifkot and Aleph. You see by the Aleph in the parentheses, over there, b'davka shenot la'achbar b'fanenu mimokum kfius. This that we have this din chomer over here that has a din of kavuas kemechza mechza. That's only shenot la'achbar b'fanenu mimokum kfius. If that we saw that it took it from the mokum kfius, diinot la'achbar shloi b'fanenu. But let's say the achbar took it from b'fanenu, and we first pick up the view of the achbar walking after he's already out of the area, then havadina kilo pirish lo b'fonenu. That has the same din as the Gemara. This is that taste that we just saw. That the Gemara by us, which says pirish, and then the Achbar took it, is really lavdafka, right? Because who adin? If we first the Achbar himself can make a pirish. If we first notice the Achbar after he's away from the Mokum Kfiyus, and Taisus shows this from a Gemara, and they also would say call the parish Meruba parish. Okay, so this is also an important piece in the general rule of Kol Deparish and how it plays a role over here by us. And this halacha over here that the Mishnah Berurah is bringing it over here from Mogen Avram, it's actually Tosfos on the daf by us. Now there's another point over here that Tosfos continues, talks about.
It's just interesting that the you would think through Midam's case of Tishchanuyas, where the Suf was no ladder out of the Kfiyas also. In other words, I left the store. I don't know which store it came from, because I guess the difference is because I know I came from one of the stores,
yeah,
but the
right.
Achbar you don't know. There's still a suffix. Maybe the Achbar didn't come from there, even though I saw the piles. The Achbar came from somewhere else.
Nochamua.
Right. We're now extending the Kol Deparim, the Ruba, right? The Kol Deparish, that I don't know for sure the Achbar took from there, so therefore I could say it's Parish Miruba. No?
Well, right now we're defining what's considered Porush and what's considered Kavua. That's
adding to the case of Porush, right?
And we're saying, right, we're saying Porush could actually be done by the Achbar himself.
Until now we thought that Porush meant I saw the piece away from the pile, and that was Porush, and therefore now we can say call the Porush Meruba Porush. But now we're saying more than that. We're saying that even though I didn't see the piece anywhere else, all I saw was the Achbar somewhere else.
Right.
I can think that the Achbar, you know, it's Parash Meruba Parash. So that's
the Achbar will create the Parash, right, in this case. Right.
So the case of the Teish HaNuyas, the only difference, I guess, is because it's the person. The person knows that he came from the Kavua place.
The Sofik is Noel of Mokum Kfiyus. That's what we mean, right?
And
the person knows he came
here.
Right.
Because we didn't see the Achbar taking it, so we could just assume. It's not Neil and me Machum Kfiyus, it's not Neil and Machum Sav.
Now there's another point that Tosfos makes over here. We just try to take out the point without the Bekiyus. If you look in the Tosfos makes the point. We'll see. It's the second to last narrow line in the Tosfos. Shani hasam deloy have a kavua gomer she isem uruv beheter be'ein a nicker. And Tosfos over here tells us that there's a difference whether the, let's say the Teisha Chanuyos that we're talking about are identified exactly where they are. That's the din of Kavua. But let's say that even though you know there are 9 Chanuyos, but you're not sure which is which, or in our case, that you're not sure, you know that you had 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chametz, but you're not sure which is which, then also that doesn't have the din of Kavua. And that's what, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah over here, in Sifkot and Dalit, you see that the bottom line on the page, Shokol Kavua. So the Mishnah Berurah brings Vim Nisara Tziburim Bazeh Sula Mikri Kavua. If the piles are mixed, then they lose the status of Kavua. Kibun She'ene Omer HaChomes Bifnei Atzmoi. Since the Isser is not Omer Bifnei Atzmoi, is not identified, doesn't have the din of Kavua, and there too will be also allowed to go after the Rov. Okay, so this is again a general halacha as far as the din of Kol Deparish, but this is something which is applicable to us over here. Now, while we have the Mishnah Berurah open, there's something that there are more mentions over here in the brackets. Mihu, second line over here. Im akikar kotten shiyochol achbar leechol talina lahokel sha'ochle v'intzoch livdek. This is a question as far as we saw in the previous daf, the possibility that it was eaten. So the Rambo over here is bringing from the tour as follows that will make a difference over here. Miu, im akikar kotten shiyochla achbar lechol. However, if the kikar is small, shiyochla achbar lechol, lin lahokar shiyochle v'in tzorach livdeik. What we have over here is we have a sofik. Right? As we're talking about in the situation when it's kavua, it's kemechza mechza, and this sofik, the chatz fake over here, we'd have to go lahachmer. However, if there's a second sofik over here, if we're able to dan a sfek sfeka, that even if the achbar took the chometz and went to the house, but it's possible that he ate it, so then we'll be able to be soymech lahokel mitam sfek sfeka. Mihu, that's what he's saying over here. Im hakikar kotten shiyochel achbar lechol talin on lahokar shalach ve'en tzorach livdek. That's what the Ramah brings over here b'shem the tour. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Berurah says like this: clean lahokel. The basis is to have a sfek sfeka. Now it's sfek sfeka. Shem and otel matzah. First of all, right? We don't know what he took. Maybe he took matzah. V'intim shlamech chometz. And even if you say that he took chometz, shem ba'ochloi. Maybe he ate it. V'in tzorach lachsav livdek habayis. It's not necessary to be reboidic. I feel imadayin lebitloy. Even if it's aderais, even adayin lebitloy, you could be soymech asfek sveka, even on aderais. Now it's like this: Yesh days b'achroinim im gam hamachabim moed lozeh oiloy. There's a question over here in the achroinim whether there's actually machlokes the Mechaber and Ramo in this point. Uladina.
I'm sorry, just go back for a second. He's saying that Sfek Sveka de Reiso that I can still go with Talin Lukulo. The mice, I'm going to Mivatal, no? That's a dying like Bitlay. I'm going to Mivatal, so I'm going to take care of it one way or the other, no? If I'm not going to do anything at all, would we still say Sfek Sveka Lukulo?
So the question that you asked before, that Habayik Tzorch Shevatel, we said was that was last night, right? And you were Habayik and you made your Bittel, and now this new occurrence happened, right? So as far as that din, Habayik Tzorch Shevatel, you know, that's
not again.
They're not again right now, right? So this is a new question over here, right?
I can still do Bittels before Zman Esser,
right?
And now I have a new piece of Chometz I have to worry about.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. So that becomes a day rice, huh?
Right.
A day rice, because
right?
Problem.
It's a dry stick of problem. Over yourself, bal yirobai motze. And over here, you know, he's saying this is the two sides. The mechaber holds that even if it would only on the rabbanical level, if it would be a chad speik, let's say it was a big piece of chametz, then you can't be mistaken that maybe the achbar ate the whole thing. A chad speik would be also even if bittel was done, right? Because of the svar that he said. But the idach kisa, this tzad that the Ramah is bringing b'shem the tour that the svek speik could be matter, that could be matter even if it's the rice of the kisafik. That means even if Bedika wasn't made, if you have this tzad, Sfek Sfek, it'll be mutter. Now he's saying like this, that at first glance it would seem to be a machlekes, the Ramah and the Mechaber about this. So he says that actually there's a question about this, right? Whether or not there's a machlekes at all. He says, Uladini yesh lisim hachachras Ramah, and however, la'alocha, we could rely on the Ramah over here, over package a bit late. And for sure, when bittel was done, that it's not more than an iser d'abon. Mechaber says that definitely we should not, if we could make bittel, then definitely we should make bittul and don't rely on the Sfek Sfek to matter the derisa.
Before the manasseh, you could get away with just doing a bittul. So
then, right.
After the manasseh, then the shaila, we have to do a bedika again. That you could rely on the Sfek Sfek.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll hold it over here.